Damo, thanks for jumping on for a chat.
No, thanks for making room for a former defensive player. You might be short for time for an interview, so my pleasure.
Damo, you've obviously just landed back in Perth. You grew up in New South Wales, but how good does it feel to be back on Western Australian soil?
Yeah, it is great to be home. So my wife's picked me up and she's driving me back, and it's always good sleeping in your own bed. And after last night's sleep, which was a bit restless after that frustrating loss, It'll be good to get home and then start preparing for what should be an absolute cracker on Friday against Wollongong, who really put it to us last night.
Did Illawarra take you guys by surprise a bit on Sunday?
No, I wouldn't say by surprise. We thought, yeah, they're going to have to try something and, you know, speed us up, full court pressure. And it's one thing to talk about it, but then it's another to come out and execute. And full credit to Illawarra, they did a great job at the defensive end. But more importantly, you know, I just felt like they never missed. And when they did, we gave up offensive rebounds and it usually kicked out. And, you know, they just got the crowd involved. They rolled off that emotion and some guys really stepped up. You know, Timmy Conrad was great in game one. He's backed it up again with his performance yesterday. You know, we know what to expect for Kirk Penny. But then, you know, Oscar Foreman, what a way to celebrate your 450th game.
Tell you what.
He was fantastic for Illawarra, as was AJ. So a lot of guys stepped up, and Reece Martin in the pick and roll game. So you can name each of their players and give it one or two, you know, highlights from the game. So we've got ourselves to blame for some of it, and just got to give credit to them for making big plays for others. But in the end, it's taking us to a game three, and, you know, I can't wait for Friday.
So, Damo, how do you fix the rebounding issue? Illawarra, not the best rebounding team in the league, but they managed to get the better of you twice. So what have you guys got to do to come away with that category?
Oh, winning the possession game is huge, you know, in the regular season, let alone semi-finals, where everything, you know, becomes all that more important. So it's not a matter of, you know, everyone thinks rebounds, they think of your big man, but it's not a matter of looking out for power forwards and centres and putting the blame on them. Everybody has to step up and get, you know, one or two more rebounds, because you're right, they got the better of us in game one, and then to back it up after addressing the issue, and then to lose the rebound count again with yesterday was one of the most frustrating things to come out of the game. So, like I said, it's not on our bigs to necessarily do it. It's on all of us. And they're a three-point shooting team, and as the cliche goes, long shots, long rebounds.
Yep.
So our guards have to box out before we start running the other way. Otherwise, they'll do what we saw last night, miss a shot, get the rebound and knock down a three, and that really does give them energy. And, you know, we obviously want to, as they say, deflate the ball and play at our tempo.
Uh-oh. Triple-double alert.
Uh-oh.
Damian Martin.
Sound the siren.
Quadruple-double alert coming here from Damian Martin.
Damo, I noticed on the exceptional Fox Sports coverage the other night that Trev Gleeson had the word discipline written in massive letters on the board at halftime. Is that just in reference to the rebound count or anything specifically?
Yeah, we're mainly sticking to our game plan. And so that can cover, you know, the discipline covers an array of different things. We let ourselves down in different factors within the game, whether it was, you know, our one-on-one assignments, whether it was our defensive, the way we're going to play in every on-ball situation, to, you know, rebounding as well. So, look, we weren't proud of our performance yesterday for periods of it, and it's those things that, you know, a lot of it was the mental side of the game that we can address and hopefully fix up quickly, because, you know, we need to if we want to make the grand final.
Damo, Bevo is kind of smartly putting Big Nate Jawai into a lot of situations where he's navigating through pick and roll coverage. Was a massive issue on Sunday. What's the solution there?
Oh, look, we've got to sit down collectively as a playing unit. And, you know, Trev's obviously the head coach, so he'll have the final say. You know, it was obvious at times that they were trying to bring him out, and Reece Martin in particular in that pick and roll. And, you know, I'll back Nate every day of the week to be able to adjust, and he's such a big guy, but he's still so athletic. So I know he'll watch video, will adjust, and I'll back him on Friday night to be, you know, great in the pick and roll if they do try and aim it at him again.
Damo, we alluded to it a little bit earlier, but your boy Kevin Lish stole your Defensive Player of the Year award. You can't be too happy about that.
Oh, no, look, it's... Kev really is one of those guys, he's impossible to hate.
He really is.
I tell you, he's trying his best then.
But no, look, he's a great guy, and you know, he's a very good defender. So for him to get up there, win not only the Defensive Player of the Year award, but then to see him go back to back with the MVP, do the double there with two of the major awards, you know, I was very happy for him, both as, you know, a former teammate and a friend. So good on Kev. It was
certainly good on Kev. You're out there cheering for him.
Look, everyone has roles to play. I just hate that the Defensive Player of the Year can actually knock down a jump shot now. He's really put me to shame.
Hey,
he can do it all.
Excuse me. You've been knocking down a few jump shots yourself, just quietly.
Yeah, no, it has been nice. Obviously, I've been putting in a lot of work, and I keep telling people it just took me the first, you know, 17, 18 rounds to start making some shots. quite a long warm-up, but it is good to see the last 4 or 5 weeks making some shots.
Yes, sir.
What about guarding Kevin Lish? How is that different to guarding Kirk Penny?
Look, they're both exceptional scorers, but they do have their own strengths. You know, Kev is such a good ball handler, going both sides. So it's not like you try and send him to his left or send him to his right. You know, he has his step back going right, you go left, and he's got a little floater, and he can have a pull up either way. So he's a great, great offensive player with or without the ball. And Kirk's not far off either, except, you know, he's probably that little bit better at coming off pin downs and staggered screens. The way Kirk works off the ball really is world class, and it doesn't matter if he's playing for Illawarra, playing for New Zealand, or if you're guarding someone that plays for a different international team, he's as good as it gets working off the ball.
Damo, let's just run a hypothetical for a second. And imagine that Kev Lish walks out as a part of the starting lineup on Friday night at Perth Arena. Knowing that he might be a little bit under 100%, kind of like Jerome Randall was in that kind of last round, do you think Trev would play you on Lish or on Penny?
No, I think, look, I love picking up full court. And so whoever the ball handler is, I like to pick those guys up full court. And then if someone's getting hot, then I tend to get a little bit arrogant and switch myself onto them.
I love it. He calls his own play at the defensive end.
I love that.
That's the best.
Sick him, Rex.
No, look, and the thing with Kev is, you know, it is a severe injury, so I highly doubt he'd be out there. But in saying that, you know, he's one of those guys that if they can tape it up, if he can, you know, take some painkillers and run on it without doing much more damage, he will put his hand up for it. So I wouldn't be completely shocked if he plays on Friday, but in saying that, you know, we're not anticipating he'll play.
Damo, the streak, 23 wins over Illawarra in Perth in a row. Bevo says that they don't think about it. Oscar Foreman said the other day, he said, nobody beats us in Perth 24 times in a row.
That's
the greatest.
Do you guys draw confidence from it?
No, I actually went, just as you're saying that, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. No, look, it's not anything that we'll touch on at all. The last thing you want to rely on is a streak. I think someone brought up last year against Sydney some streak we had against those guys, and we lost that game. So we won't be talking about it at all. You know, it's a nice record to have, but that's all it is, and records are broken, and we just want to make sure that doesn't happen on Friday.
Did you guys notice that he said Wollongong off the top? I reckon, you know, because I've heard it a couple of times from some of the people.
It's a little spiteful. I think it's just stabbing a little needle.
It's like, you know, when the Boomers with like Anstey and Worthington, they wouldn't call the Dream Team, the American guys, by their names. They just called them the number. I reckon the Perth guys are throwing Wollongong out a little bit. Just saying it's the same old team.
And look at this. I was hoping you didn't notice because quickly you followed up the next question with, so anyway, Illawarra.
No, we notice. We pick up on that. Damo, thanks so much. Straight off the plane, jumping on for a chat. So awesome. And good luck on Friday night, mate. Grand final at stake.
All right, thanks, guys.